Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sal Mali. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Sal Mali. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up towards first. Musial settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Molly juggles the ball. That's an error on Molly. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame catches it and throws to first to double up Dravosky. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dravosky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cunningham scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame misplays the ball. That's an error on Blasingame. Banks moves to second. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Lee Walls. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chuck Tanner now playing right field. Hal Smith pinch hits for Sal Mali. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall juggles the ball. That's an error on Marshall. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. Smith moves to second. 1 out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tanner. Blasingame reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blasingame scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Musial moves to second. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Mabe now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Mabe fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Flood out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco strikes out. Two outs. Bob Mabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. Phillips bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Cunningham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 5, Cardinals, 5. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tanner. Casco reaches second base with a double. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Bob Mabe. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Muffet now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to second. Bill White now pitching. Cal Neiman pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tanner moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry now pitching. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Blasingame is called out on strikes. 1 out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires over to first and Musial drops the ball. That's an error on Musial. Henry moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Musial settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henry scores. Dark moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-4 in the game. Marshall strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks is walked intentionally. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Casco hits a line drive into right field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing left field. Del Ennis pinch hits for Bill White. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis strikes out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Moon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blasingame hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.